Hi, I'm Kermit Poling, and on today's Spotlight, a performance that's going on in South Arkansas in El Dorado tomorrow at the Municipal Auditorium, part of the South Arkansas Symphony Orchestra's concert series, although this one doesn't have the orchestra features. It features two outstanding pianists, both who are gold medal winners from the Weidman International Piano Competition. Of course, that's held in Shreveport every year. And joining me in the studio is Tsu-Nyen Huang and Aristo Sham, who, you know what, I've slept since then. You'll have to remind me which years. One of you is 2016.
I was 2015.
You're
December.
2015 December. Okay, so 2015. Yeah. And you're
2016.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So I knew that one of you was. I just can't keep track of them in my. I'm getting old. You know, so the brain doesn't work so well. But in any case, you both are outstanding pianists, and it's really a treat to be able to feature you both in a recital tomorrow evening. It's going to be tomorrow evening, as I said, at El Dorado Municipal Auditorium. But I think before we talk a little bit about the program, let's catch up a little bit. So, Aristo, you're from 2015. Why don't you talk about what you have done since then? What have you been up to?
Well, I started at Harvard and New England Conservatory and 2015, so I'm still doing that in my third year of my economics degree and my master's of music in New England. And since then, I've been, just doing some other competitions, doing concerts, and just trying to make the best out of it.
So now, the other degree, is that a backup? Because I don't think you need a backup for anything.
No, it's not a backup. It's just, I like to keep myself occupied, I guess. Yeah. And so it's fun. It's difficult sometimes to like keep everyone happy.
Sure.
But I think it's worthwhile, and I'm trying to balance it as best as I can.
Sure. Makes total sense. Tsu-Nyen, what about you?
It's been 1 year since I was here. After Weidman, I graduated from University of Michigan, so now I'm a doctor.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so a little bit different than you. Pretty much focused on just practicing, performing, and then doing more competitions.
Yeah.
So it's a really small world. We meet each other. So yeah, pretty much just really focusing and teaching actually in Michigan. I'm still based in Michigan now.
Okay, so are you teaching at the university or in your own studio?
No, I'm under Professor Skelton's studio. I'm like assistant, so
I teach
some of his students, and then I have my own private students too, so I'm still
when do you guys find time to actually perform? That's the big question. So let's talk a little bit about the concert tomorrow. It's a duo recital, and for the most part you're doing your own separate halves, but I know you're going to do at least some music jointly. Whichever one of you wants to start first, why don't you talk a little bit about what you'll be playing?
Start for me. I will play three different pieces and then present different, various periods. So I start with Haydn. It's one of his earlier sonatas I rarely play, but I find really, really colorful in it. And then you already can hear a lot of humorous in that. And then all the melody, the singing line is beautiful too. And then the last movement is a minuet. It's a really dancing quality. And then again, Haydn's genius of, putting such a short piece but present all his music's genius in such a short period of time. I think it's a really good opener for the concert too. And the second one is Chopin Nocturne, Opus 62, number 1. It's one of his latest work, and it's representing his genius of poetic music. And then the last one I close with the Bartok Piano Sonata, which is totally different, folk music. And I think it's a really good, rep to introduce different kind of music and then, being able to present different kind of musicality as a pianist. So that's what I will play for the three pieces.
All right. Yeah. Aristo?
So I plan on doing Carl Vine's first piano sonata. So Carl Vine's an Australian composer, and he wrote this piece in 1990.
Okay.
And so I think it's one of the most exciting new pieces for piano in the past 30 years. And it sort of mixes like elements of like pop music, house music, and there are like these episodes that sound like a jazz club, like smoky and like everyone's drunk sort of place. And then, so it's a very colorful and virtuosic piece that I love very much. And then I will be also doing the Brahms Handel variations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's an incredible journey of 25 variations, I want to say. And a few. Yeah. Somewhere around there.
Enough to keep you busy. What I like about both of you, so you're doing music of different periods, especially, you know, I mean, a little bit of modern music, great modern music, along with more standard classics. So the audience will have a chance to that. Have you figured out what you guys are going to do together?
I think we talk about what we need to hear. But it's a great two pieces, actually, we prepared. But it's supposed to be a surprise, I guess. But
Well, you know, I don't want to.
I wanted to keep a secret. But, you know, I bet audiences will like it.
It's very fun. Yeah.
And folk, this is the hint for you.
Oh, okay.
Folk music.
All right. All right. Well, let me ask you about that, though, is because most of the time when you're playing, unless you're doing chamber music, you're on your own. You're each, you know, doing your own thing. So what is it like? What does it feel like when you're actually sharing the same piano? I mean, you know, this is piano four hands pieces. We don't have two pianos in the hall, unfortunately. Is that like a fun break from the standard?
Of course. It's definitely a fun break because as a pianist, we always practice. Along, and then sometimes you can be really stressed. You know, you're trying to be perfect, but you can actually control by yourself. But sometimes if you can play with someone else, they will give you different stimulation. And then you can come up with different things, and you feel, you know, it's really great feeling. How about you?
I love, like, you know, when you play chamber music, just feeding off energy from your other players, and it's you learn so much from each other as well, and like you get these ideas bouncing off each other. And I don't know, like when I play chamber music, I also feel like more relaxed. Like I'm able to actually express better because you're sort of having fun like the entire time.
It's like a conversation.
Exactly. But I do think that piano chamber music is incredibly difficult because everything has to be precise. Not like you know, strings, like there's like a
little bit of leeway.
Exactly.
But especially for hands, actually, it's a different because it's a setting. You need to be able to breathe together and then, you know, feeling with the body, like, you know, too. So it can
incredibly
be really
difficult.
Great.
All right. Well, as the promos, the PSAs have been running about this, the wide variety of repertoire has been mentioned several times on it. And obviously that is going to be the case. So it's a mixture, two separate halves with two different pianists and coming together for a surprise at some point in the program. So that'll be exciting. So this performance is tomorrow evening. That is at 7:30 p.m. and it's in El Dorado Municipal Auditorium. And it's part of the South Arkansas Symphony's series, main concert series here, although this is a recital, not with the full orchestra, but it's going to be an outstanding evening to hear two amazing pianists. So you have a couple of ways of getting tickets. You can call 870-863-4547, 863-4547, and that is the Murphy Arts District number as well, because the symphony offices are within the MAD district, kind of sharing resources there. So tickets are available there. They are also available online at southarkansassymphony.org. Just spell that out as one word without any periods or any spaces, southarkansassymphony.org. Either way, you can get tickets. There are reserved tickets up close. The rest of the hall is basically open seating, but it'll be a wonderful evening. Again, 7:30 p.m. tomorrow evening, El Dorado Municipal Auditorium. Before we break here, anything else you guys want to add?
I just want to say see you there.
Looking forward to seeing what you do there.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it as well. So Tsu-Yin Huang and Aristo Sham, both fabulous pianists, both gold medal winners from the Weidman Piano Competition. And I'm looking forward to hearing both of you tomorrow. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.